If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fix your camera. You're pointing off in the other direction, huh?
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to some cat talk here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Your mic is off.
Your Florida Panthers.
Oh. What's happening here, Marcos? Is something that the dancing starfish is here! The dancing starfish is here! The dancing starfish!
Exhausted after this.
Wow!
It is a special day when the starfish makes it.
Whoa! The jam! Whoa! It's up! It's dancing! What is this day?
Don't you eyeball me!
Cat fever!
Cat fever!
My God. What a day.
What a day.
What a day.
We have multiple days ahead of us.
Careful there, little starfish.
You know you got to be careful on these upper floors. You might cause a leak.
Hey, Frog Boy, are you fueling this segment by something else besides Celsius, too?
Yeah, I love Celsius. A lot of great flavors.
Is that a new flavor? Sure. Is that a new flavor of Celsius that you got going on there?
Yeah, they're working on it. This one's still in the works. You know, this one is called Championship Trophy Champagne, baby!
Frog Boy?
We have to celebrate the way... We can't be in the elbow room right now.
Right. We wish we could be.
We can't be with Matthew Tkachuk on the beach. So instead, we're doing this thing right, baby!
Pop that thing, Frog Boy!
Pop it! Out the Stanley Cup.
What, is that an actual? Did you wrap a Stanley in foil?
It is a Stanley Cup. Didn't say which one.
Well, the other one's busy right now. Wow, look at you.
Gas station champagne.
My goodness.
Starfish wants some too.
Whoa. How do we? That's a starfish drink.
Really, that's a good question.
All right. Here.
One of the arms.
Right here.
Oh, man. Let's, Marcia, what's going on? Hello, Marcia.
Yes. Hi. I was at the game last night. Great time. And I just thought of something. I'm new at this. I don't call anything, but I just thought of this. I was just glad that they don't give the Conn Smythe Award to Jack Nicklaus for drum beating. Because that would really be a travesty.
Woo! Agreed. He was not very good at it. Did you like Bobby Lou last night, though?
That's what made me think of it. It's like, if they gave it to him and not him, I would have killed myself. But I had a great time, and I just thought of that. When he did that drum for Jack Nicklaus, I knew then we were losing. But I still love him, but that was not a good thing. But all is forgiven now.
All is forgiven, Marcia. All is forgiven. All is well. Not his highest moment of athleticism for Jack Nicklaus, but we'll forgive him. He's 90.
He's very old.
Very old.
Very old.
Very old.
He's not 90.
How old is he?
He's 90.
84?
Oh, then he's not forgiven.
Oh, in that case, put a little oomph in your place.
Let's go. Come on. A little boom. Like it's a par three challenge, you know? 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Luis.
Hello, Luis. You're on the air.
What's going on, fellas? Let me tell you guys something real quick. Poutine is just fancy tater tot. Maple syrup is overrated. I prefer Nutella on my pancakes. And all those bozo Canadians are getting a sunburn right now in the elbow room trying to be one of us. Panthers, baby, let's go.
Let's go!
Dude.
Nutella on pancakes, huh?
Yeah. Different.
Huh? You're not a pancakes fan.
I'm not a pancakes guy.
Nutella on pancakes, Frog Boy?
I've done it, but I do like syrup.
I like syrup, too. Like syrup is pretty good.
I like a nice, crunchy waffle.
Mm. Yeah. Me, too.
You put the butter in. You can put whatever you want on it. That little crunch that makes it.
Wow. Local 10 is now broken into live coverage. Fox has gone over to the Euros.
Ah,
so we got that going on our televisions. Let's get to the rest of our headlines brought to you by the new Pullman DeVore Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Pullman DeVore.
We know trucks.
If you missed it last night, the final call on WQAM. Oh. Can we get that, Marcos? Yes. Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. It was very emotional, especially for Billy. Been around a long time.
I'll say.
And the blonde bomber, overcome with emotion as Doug Plagans and him wrap up Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Panthers winning the series 4-3, winning the first three of this series, then losing the next three of this series, but it was all worth it last night. It all washed away. A 2-1 filthy victory. Here was the call on WQAM.
23 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. Fans to their feet. Bouchard has missed Dreisaitl. Down to our right. Forsling in the corner. He'll try and hold this. 10 seconds left. 2-1 Panthers. A dream 30 years in the making,
yeah!
Is a reality. Oh! The Florida Panthers have won the Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley is coming home. You always will have a place in South Florida. Oh, my God.
The Panthers have won the Stanley Cup for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah!
Start the celebration, South Florida. The Panthers have done it.
Stanley Cup champions!
The Florida Panthers.
About talk. Uh-huh.
The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions.
Oh, we crossed the finish line, buddy. We crossed it. Oh, what a group of bunch of guys. Paul Maurice, congratulations. Oh, what a team. What a gutsy effort. That is some cojones, boys. Wow. Oh.
They did it. The team from the start of training camp had one goal, and that was to get back to the Stanley Cup Final and finish the job. Mission accomplished. The Florida Panthers are the 2024 Stanley Cup champions. Soak it all in.
Wow. There you go.
I'm
Doug
soaking.
Plagans, Billy Lindsay, we're watching Local 10 right now. The elbow room looks like, we have actually a listener right, or a viewer right now, Trav. Trav9540, he says he's at the elbow room right now. It's lit AF.
It looks lit AF.
I agree.
I can imagine.
Call in. Call in, Trav. We want to hear from you. 305-567-0560. Give us boots on the ground scenery from the elbow room right now. The parade is going to be 11 a.m. on Sunday.
You think it adds, like, he got to put the shirt on?
Got to put the shirt on.
Yeah.
Got to put the shirt. Well, I think there's a store there, too. He probably went in the store and got that. This the reporter on there for Local 10 right now.
You know, I was also reading another comment. Did anyone see the first shot by Edmonton?
Mm-hmm.
It matched up with the voicemail that the lady left Will Manso.
Oh, it did.
They tried to go top shelf, dude.
She's a scout.
Chippy.
She's a scout. She's a scout. 560, what's your name?
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
What up, Dave?
Dave!
Hey, man. I want to dedicate this Stanley Cup victory to Neil Rogers, who is a huge fan. Mm. I'm also a former Neil Rogers chronic.
All right. See you, buddy.
Neil Rogers was a big Panthers fan. That's true.
560, what's your name?
Robert.
Hey, Robert. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, I'm live. Oh, cool, man. Yep. I just wanted to say how cool would it be if the Panthers went to Boston and celebrated this championship. Boston sucks. Let's go, Panthers!
All right. Hit the dump button there, Frog Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The going to Boston thing would be cool if they had anything worth doing in the
city.
Yeah,
it'd be cool.
Right, like, you can't take Lord Stanley in the ocean.
Yeah, it would be cool if you cared about celebrating beating your second or first round opponent, but who does that?
Maybe we can go to Han.
Yeah, for horny Sundays. Yeah, horny people only on Fuego Sundays.
Perfect.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Looks like you're holding headphones up to your nose.
I didn't think this through.
It does look... Now what?
Like, that's typical. That's about our show. We didn't think it through.
Pretty good.
That's about it. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
George.
Hey, George. What's up, man? You're live on the air.
Oh, okay. I was at the game last night, and first I get there, and what word is it? Like 30% Oiler fans, right?
Yep.
And yeah, more Blackhawks than Ranger fans. It was crazy, right?
Yep.
So just at the end, you know, those, some of them are high-fiving us and stuff like that. But, man, they were walking out with their, like, the end of the world.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of money to fly down here to watch your team win a championship, think you're going to do something historic, and then no.
Right. So is the elbow room going on right now?
Yes. It's going crazy right now over there.
All right. Maybe I'll head over there. All right. Thanks, over there.
Yeah, who needs work, dude? Work is for suckers, especially on a Tuesday.
Lose it.
It's summer, dude. It's summer.
Oh, yeah.
560, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello?
Oh, this is live from the elbow room.
I think he was screaming, "Let's go, Panthers." But it was so loud, the audio distorted.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a peacock.
He is definitely live from the elbow room.
That sounds like a demon.
That guy is on a metro.
Crazy. This is the risk of doing things live.
Yeah. You know what, though? We've had a good streak. We've had a good streak.
Yeah.
Is the dump button back? We're good?
Yeah, we're all back.
Yeah, we're good. I got bullets in the chamber. I'm good.
We're good,
baby. Keep don't fire, you worry baby. About it. Listen, hey, sometimes everyone we let one slip every once in a while.
You can't score if you don't.
Wait, why are you heading on at me? Wait a minute. Need we talk about the rat in the grill?
Five 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
My name's Bill.
He's at the elbow room.
I was going to say,
is that Travis?
So loud. Elbow room right now. It's
Shave 0954. Yeah! You did it, buddy. How is it over there? I don't think you...
It sounds crazy. So
it sounds
there,
loud.
Dude.
Travo!
They're starting chants.
It's breaking up. See if you can get him back, Marco. See if you can... I'll put him on hold and see if you can get him a little bit more clear. 560, you're on the air. What's your name? Hello, it's Tobin. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? This is David. How are you?
I'm good, David. How are you, buddy?
Fantastic.
You feel like a champion today?
I feel like the champion of champions today!
Goosies? On top of Goosies, David!
Everything, buddy. Just real quick, I had texted this earlier. There's, in this town, there's Robbie, there's Izinga, there's Arison. And Mr. Incognito now, number one with a bullet, Vincent Viola, who has done it all comes from the top down.
Absolutely.
And he deserves to be mentioned in this. And you see him, or you don't see him, which is a great part of it. He's just in the background doing what he does. And one thing that is amazing to me is that considering that our defensemen like Forsling, Montour, Ekblad, they've relatively 40-point scorers in their careers, and we've got so little from them offensively during the finals, and yet still won and just did it with incredible class. This is a day to remember. This is a time of our lives. If you love the sport, and couldn't be any happier, man.
There you go, buddy. Congrats. Enjoy the day. Cat fever is sweeping, Leroy.
It is. I think... It's funny because this is not a team that you ever looked at and said, if this guy don't come through, we got no chance.
Right.
Name a guy. Because at some point we said about Tkachuk, he's not really doing some things we said about Barkov, sometimes Verhage. I mean, you said about but
I was very mean to him yesterday.
The thing about this group of guys is that you had a guy score a ton of goals, but you didn't have to. Evan Rodriguez came through for you know, a couple of games. Like, yeah,
I got here today and I go into Kiss Country SATC and he goes, the first thing I thought about when Carter Verhaeghe scored was you sending him to Arizona.
Right. Right, like you're a terrible dude.
Why? Little Tom Stuff Love, never hurt anybody. Little TTO.
I am who I am. I can't help it.
That's your response.
I am who I am. Swaggy knows I love him.
I am who I am.
Turn my swag
into fraud.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
All he needed was a little bit of encouragement.
No, he did not.
He just needed a little bit of encouragement. And
no,
there he was.
That dude's been a pro for That dude's been a pro for a long time. He could turn it around.
You know what we say in the hockey world? Less thinking, more rinking.
They also say Toba's a jackass, but
minus
they ain't
one,
repeating
no one
that.
Does that.
Minus one.
Thank you. Like, rinking?
Yeah, ice rink.
That's embarrassing.
Minus one.
Why? That's an ice pun.
He shook his head.
No, that's terrible.
He's not giving it to you.
Listen, you're embarrassing the family over here.
Less thinking, more rinking? That should be a t-shirt.
That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. Along with you wanting to send one of our star players to Arizona.
To the Yotes. Don't even exist anymore.
And then, you know what? It sucks.
Don't even exist.
Here's what sucks.
Yeah.
And I want everybody out here on Twitch, YouTube, however you're listening to us. I wanted Carter Verhaeghe to do well.
Yep.
I didn't want him to score. Because right after he scored.
TTL.
Yes! No! Yeah. I didn't want that!
Sorry. Had this built up, dude. Right? Had this built up.
He's already got a built-in, yeah. Right? You're terrible.
I'm only to that to
it's
the ones
the worst.
That, if I didn't care about it, I wouldn't say anything.
Mm.
Really?
I don't know.
No, you don't.
Perhaps I was too hard.
Perhaps.
I'm glad you're acknowledging that right now.
No, of course he's acknowledging it now.
Swaggy.
I just say, oh no, not Verhaeghe. Here it comes. Now we wait. I'm sitting out there sweating, dehydrating, and now I got to listen to this knucklehead.
Joe, what's going on?
I want to say congratulations to the Florida Panthers and Canada sucks.
Yeah!
Only parts of Canada. From Canada. Only Alberta. She's not from Alberta, right?
No. She's from Montreal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only parts of Canada.
Alberta is...
like Montreal. They're good.
Like in between Vancouver and Montreal.
Mm.
But north.
They really love their hockey.
They're way north.
They have to be so furious to see that Stanley Cup in the ocean.
In the
That's
ocean.
The thing. People don't realize how far Edmonton is.
They're using it wrong.
Steve, what's up, man?
Our Panthers are the champs, guys. They're the champs.
Let's go, champ.
Joe Quenneville, thank you. You're part of this. Joe, get ready. I'm coming to pick you up. We're going to Boston to party our asses off.
Yeah.
Don't say hi to him for me because he hated Bob.
Oh, Quenneville?
Quenneville.
Oh, yeah.
Hated Bobrovsky. Hated him. And me and Bob laughed at his stupid mustache together.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
What?
The moment you shared.
This caller's name is President. Hello, President.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? First time caller, long time listener, back hashtag third hour long time. Shout out Jay Fig and Marco. I see you in the back, you know. But I had to call in because, dude, how about those Panthers? They're good, aren't they?
They're good.
Dude, how about those Panthers?
They're good.
Whoa.
They're good.
Dude, how about those Panthers?
They're good.
It is amazing when you have it like the best team in the league. Yeah.
Best team in the league,
Connor
baby.
He's good. He's no Sergei Bobrovsky.
Nope.
And literally the like, best team. We were there last year.
Right.
Literally the best team in the league.
Wow.
You don't luck up on what we did. They counted us out, but guess what? Dude, how about those Panthers?
They're good. President.
Champions, baby.
What are they, President?
Stanley.
Love you, buddy. We would vote for you.
You got my vote, dude.
Wow. You got to take a break. That was a long segment.
I mean, he's basically the only one running for president that could stay awake during the debate.
I want the first question to be for the presidential debate this week. Be like,
who's the greatest football player of all time?
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Shout out to your Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. If anybody has any more sights of Matthew Tkachuk, Lord Stanley.
Saw what Trav said?
What'd he say?
He said, sorry, boys, it's so loud here, I couldn't hear anything on the
That's
phone.
Okay. That's what we appreciate it. I appreciate the effort from Travo.
He said, during the call, the boys were pouring beer on us out of Lord Stanley.
Wow. That's Goosey's right there.
What an absolute life.
Sounds like the elbow room's the place to be, dude.
Yeah, it is. Good spot. I tell you what, they're getting good business.
Dade Sow says, I am what I am. Tobin is Popeye now. When he eats spinach, his neck gets bigger. I am's what I am's. I still love Carter Verhaeghe. I always have. Mm. I knew he was capable of more.
You can't
That's
have it both ways.
That's why it was so confusing.
What do you mean I can't have it both ways?
We each have our ways of expressing. You know, that's what makes you and me, you know. I'm, you know, running hot and cold, mostly hot. You're, hey, take it easy, baby. You know, that's how we are. And then like, when I go why. Too far, then you run hot.
I think certain players and teams earn a certain type of treatment based on how they've done things. Mm-hmm. And this team, what makes them very unique, and I keep telling you this, is the fact that they all have the same message. They're all on the same page. They all talk the same. They all, hey, it's just one game, and they move on. And you can believe them because they've been consistent with that since Paul Maurice got here.
I believed in them too.
No, you didn't.
He just needed a little shoveski.
A shove?
Right. Either to winning the Stanley Cup.
That guy's been a
either to winning the Stanley Cup or to the Yotes.
How long has he been a pro?
Long time.
Right.
Mm. Already won the cup.
You don't think like he understands?
Only two-time winners now, him and Tarasenko.
Yeah. Nah. So you don't think he understands what needs to be done in the game
set? It didn't seem like he did.
Well, how would you know?
I just didn't recognize
You know
the
what
guy.
It takes to win game seven?
I recognize my Carter Verhaeghe is the guy who came through. I didn't recognize that Carter Verhaeghe. That wasn't my Carter Verhaeghe.
So
you know why the situation wasn't clutch
Because
enough.
You want to know why you have to turn his swag on? Because sometimes the swag's off. So I had to have him turn his swag on.
Mm. And that's how you did it, berating him.
Yeah.
I was yesterday.
Yeah.
Great.
That's how you do it.
What do you mean? All
right. That's fair. That's fair. But also, nice that, playing Mr. Nice Guy doesn't get you anywhere, J-Fig.
What? Why not? Maurice has been Mr. Nice Guy all year.
Okay, until when he's on the bench calling him a bunch of bitches.
That's different. That's
wow.
different.
Well, he has he been. We That's saw different. I can read lips.
He did.
That's different.
Why?
Because what the message that he portrays out to us is got to be different than what he needs to be able to
What's the difference
push
between,
his team what, in the right direction.
What's the difference between PTL and TTL?
He's the coach. That's his job.
I'm coaching from the couch.
Dude. You make it hard to watch sports with you.
Listening.
I don't think you do. You would have had a great time watching with me last night. Me and Tommy, we had a great time. He was calling what's his face? Who's the name? Who's that loser coach? Kaufman? What's his name?
Knobloch.
Knobloch, yeah. He was calling him a loser.
He was. He's yelling at the team.
He goes, hey. He goes, tell me when their coach comes on.
Oh, it's crazy he'd go after the coach.
What?
It's crazy that he'd choose to go after the coach.
He doesn't like him.
No one is safe.
He doesn't like him.
I like it. That's fandom.
Don't look at me like that. I'm raising him.
Raising a good fan.
I got this handled.
Trav, have you
I told him after we won, hey, over. We win with grace.
You went with Grace? You what?
I went
you
with Grace.
No, you don't.
I went with Grace. Listen, it's Boston. I went with Grace. I have no need to rub it in Canada's face. I have no need.
Hmm. Really?
Now if it was Boston.
Oh, dude. They're lucky we beat them in the second round. They're lucky.
Easy. Rangers.
Hey, guess who wants to take a trip up there to celebrate? No one.
Literally no one.
No one.
Zero tickets booked.
Zero.
What?
Going to Vegas.
No. I'm flabbergasted that you say you win with Grace.
I do. I'm trying to teach lessons. I'm trying to be a good father.
So far, so good.
Yep.
You win with Grace.
When we're watching the games, fire the bum guns.
Mm-hmm.
But once we win, no need to rub it in, son. Win with Grace.
Well, because you've exhausted everything else during the game.
Now, when he was
there is no way in hell you win with Grace. Oh, you are out of your mind.
Oh, my, listen, I'm a
take great. That back to Canada. Go enjoy your long trip home.
Now, I can't say.
Wait, you go. Look, we got Lord Stanley. You got the wooden trophy.
Okay, well, that's not fair, though.
Robbery.
Because technically, we didn't win. We were robbed. So I did. I shouted a lot of F-bombs at Gary Bettman, even though he didn't vote. But
right! That's what how are you a grace?
I may have shouted.
You're a graceless winner and an even worse loser.
Oh, I'm a bad loser. But I shouted when they announced, when he said most goals scored, I said, effing politics, that's Bob's trophy!
Wow.
With my little Sophia, of course. My sweet, sweet Sophia.
Oh, yes.
Who didn't watch much of the game. She was watching The Voice.
Oh, yes. Equally entertaining, I'm sure. It's a good show.
You've disappointed
Leroy.
I'm just
so aggravated and disgusted. I love. You know what? Here's what kills me about fans, especially you. Me? You ever notice they only can say I handle winning gracefully after they've won?
Well, yeah.
And if they lose?
Hard to say.
It ain't hard to say. We've experienced it.
Benny Bay, what's up, man?
Hey, Billy Bates, how are you? I'm so excited for the Panthers, and I can't believe I've been waiting since game four. I'm in the police pipe and drum corps, and we will be marching in the parade on Sunday. I am so excited.
Oh, nice.
And what's the hockey puck and the Edmonton Oilers have in common?
What's that?
They're both in the freezer until next year!
No!
He wins with Grace. He wins with Grace.
Wow. And he's in the parade.
Yeah.
That's cool. How do we get in the parade? No room for old Tobes, huh?
Tobes will be there.
Rojas puts this well. He says, Tobin, you carry yourself like the players do. Do whatever you need to do during the game, and after it shakes and after you win with Grace.
Mm.
Exactly.
Rojas is not familiar with your work.
No, he's familiar. He's familiar.
With your game.
You hate listen other stations when we beat them.
Oh, the best. Do they have stations up there?
Edmonton? It's not an
but
Odyssey
it's not
station.
Odyssey.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is? Here's the thing.
Because Odyssey is only
America.
He says that. I feel like we have a Toronto
station.
No, we
don't.
I feel like we have a Toronto station.
We've already gone through this.
You guys are just making up radio rules. He's not going to know the rules of hockey. He doesn't know the rules of hockey. He knows
the
rules of radio.
I know the FCC only applies to American stations.
That's okay. That doesn't mean, so what, that prevents ownership?
So no, you got.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Why would somebody own 400 stations and then two in Canada?
Why not? Streaming of Odyssey content is geo-restricted to the United States.
Hmm.
Hmm.
What about podcasts?
I feel like you can listen to that anywhere, huh?
He gets mad at me.
Hmm.
Let me explain something to you. He gets mad at me for asking him hockey questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you're supposed to be radio guru,
yeah.
And you say stuff that I know as a radio novice is just not possible.
Yeah!
Doing radio for over a
decade. Don't mean I know nothing about it!
You're not a radio novice?
Sure,
I am!
Wouldn't say novice.
I'm a professional talker.
I mean, maybe,
that's it.
Maybe
I don't know nothing about radio. I don't know nothing about what he does. I don't know about nothing. You say, hey, 2:30 interview? Yes.
Objectively,
okay.
I do wish you would professionally talk into the microphone closer.
I do! I'm loud. I'm doing like the singers.
we can handle the levels. I would like it.
Wait.
Mic control.
Hey, my sound guy got to fix my levels.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm riding all the time.
Fix me.
What are we talking about? Hey, even when Adele does it, she goes, and she backs up when she hit those high notes. That's what I do. When I get loud, back up a little bit. Yeah. I don't want to just
right in your face.
That's not Alanis Morissette.
She doesn't want it to peek.
Huh? You're not Alanis Morissette.
Oh, thank God.
No, thank God. I'd be sad and frumpy right
now. Yeah, she stunk up the joint.
She didn't. She sang it very well. She was fine, right?
She could have come out
of it. It's just, she hadn't, like...
It was very tame.
She didn't
It was like, she didn't really want... But it also looked like, I got to sing both of these. Let me make sure I don't mess up none of the words. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just stick to the basics and no added, because I still got another one to sing. Who is it? Who texted me yesterday? Why we got... Oh, in the group chat, my golf group chat.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody texted me. Hit the text. Why she gotta sing the Canadian national? I said, you know, they sing the American national anthem when we're in Canada, yeah, right?
You know, most of our players are Canadian,
right? Like, it's anytime. No, when you play, American teams don't do it.
I know.
Only Canadian team. You sing both national anthems. Is that way in basketball?
We should do the Finnish national anthem because we're little Finland.
You are really trying to push this little Finland.
We are little Finland.
All right. But no way. You're the only person.
Leave it to you. Leave it to you.
You know what the people are saying?
No,
this isn't me. You can't give them an honest one for this.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? It's you. You know how the cats. You know how the cats are. It's time to hunt. Mm-hmm. That's their thing. Oh God. People are saying they finished the hunt.
That was totally you.
I saw me and people on Twitter saying that. I think I saw Auntie Gary say that.
I thought about that right now.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Okay.
You are the worst. I didn't even do that.
That wasn't good.
For lying.
Christina, yes. What's going on? Hello, Christina.
Hi, I just got back from the elbow room, and I sent Jay Fig a picture of me touching the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
I was holding it. I sent it to you, Jay, on your DM on Instagram. I watched Tkachuk carry the Stanley Cup into the ocean and then kiss the cup.
That's awesome, man. You got the goosies?
Best day of my life.
You got the goosies?
God, oh my gosh, I am still shaking. Ooh, amazing. I shut down my work office to go do it.
Good for you, Christina.
Best day of my life.
Christina's a champion.
Thank you.
Take care, Christina.
You're a champion, Christina.
Wait, did you get it? You have it?
I actually do, yeah.
We'll get it.
I just want to make sure that there's no cursing involved.
Oh, cursing.
Oh, like the video.
Or nudity. You know, sometimes women get in those situations. They think, shirtless.
If you're an Oilers.
I'm not going to lie. I've been seeing some of these videos from the locker room. The men are taking care of it, too. There seems to be very little clothes. Especially, where's Lomberg?
Lomberg is somewhere finding.
Is Lomberg sleeping somewhere? Like, has Lomberg woken up from this?
He's in the cup. He's like, little cat.
Point for the
take a break. Back after this.
Kick it.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champ has been celebrating all day. Thank you to everybody who is tuning in on YouTube and Twitch. Oh, they're putting the video up right now. Marcos, I'm going to put this up for us right here.
Yeah.
So, you know the Panthers tradition, right? What they do after every win is they go and they give a puck.
Yes.
To a certain member of the team, right?
Yes.
And, you know, so they got 16 pucks. You got to get to 16 wins, right? I'll wait for Leroy. Well, he's probably hobnobbing. Where is he?
Hobnobbing?
Hobnobbing?
Where the hell is he?
Where the hell did he go, dude? But
I think I heard him in the hallway.
He's always, because he's out there. He's ridiculous with this. You know what? While he's doing this, let me just
Leroy,
mention.
Stop hobnobbing.
I feel like
is there a liner you have?
I do have a liner. Okay. What do I have? A liner. Glenn wants me to do something. I'm not going to do that.
I did hear him hobnobbing out there.
What did he want me to say? We have some. We have like a concert or something, right? Is it T-Pain?
T-Pain
it is
T-Pain,
actually.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you guys want to go see T-Pain, he is going to be at the Fillmore July 3rd.
Yes.
And we got your chance to win tickets. All you got to do is register at WQM.com/contest, and you could be seeing T-Pain. It's a Live Nation show.
Buy you a drink.
Also, summer's underway. The summer games are coming. Baseball, soccer.
Ooh.
Before you know it, NFL training camp. We got a great way for you to watch the action. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood for your chance to win. Go to WQM.com/contest and enter. It's that simple. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. And also, since you mentioned it, Leroy, can you give us a weather update?
I'm going to say this right now.
From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
You know how much I love football, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say this, and I think we can all agree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about football right now.
Nope.
I give a rat's ass about football.
Nope. Yep. Nope.
All right, folks. I'm looking at that plane coming in between the mountains. It's suggesting that the winds are coming out of the west. However, if you look down south towards the Kaseya Center and Miami, it's raining pretty good. It's coming this way.
So, raining on the nude beach.
Yes.
Oh.
The nude beach.
Yes. Except that nude beach has a lot of boobies under armpits.
Ah, yes. Really, Leroy?
Yeah. They're not sitting up at attention. It's old people with some saggy. So just like that rain is bringing.
He can't even see them
rain.
And he's already shaming them.
They got some booty hooters.
It is mostly cloudy. I don't know how it is down there by the elbow room, but it's coming that way.
Mm.
Winds are very, which is another scary thing. Winds are light. 5-10 miles an hour tops, very light. It looks like it's a heater. It's probably like 87-88 degrees, and it's got to be muggy because it just looks just like stifling out there. Other than that, the rain is coming wherever you are. It's probably gonna rain at some point because we're looking right there and it looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
Not looking forward to this drive home today.
Did you really move the mic over there to see?
Mm-hmm. No, I moved the mic over there so
for
I could
you.
Because I didn't want to mess with your mic because it's like sitting there.
I've never heard of anybody having trouble hearing me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
We are in an audio medium. You know, like we hear you good. I'd like to hear you clear.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm obsessed with that stuff.
Man. I'll enunciate.
It's not your pronunciation. You speak very well. I just want you to speak into the contraption.
Okay.
As close as possible.
You speak.
Would you
want to
get the Goosies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love Paul Maurice.
I love Paul Maurice.
Good Paul guy. Maurice.
I just think that one of the most underrated things that a coach brings to a team is that consistent voice.
So the Panthers do this thing where everybody gets a puck after the game. Like they choose one person to get the puck to put it on the board. And Paul Maurice, Barkey, he hands it over to Paul for the last one.
Okay, here.
Yeah!
Can he
As you can see, he puts the last puck onto the board. All the other pucks fall because he puts it so hard, and he very clearly
But
just
that's
goes,
very typical, though.
He very clearly just
the
goes.
The only one that mattered was the last one.
And he goes,
right?
Who cares? Who cares?
Oh, who cares?
That looked like a great party last night, man. Yeah. That looked like
last night. Like, dude, it's still going on.
I think it's still going. It has not stopped.
I'm genuinely happy for him and for Bob, right? Because you have to understand, it's hard to stay the course when everybody's doubting you from the get-go. And Paul Maurice had that. Oh, this guy.
Most losses ever.
Well, right. And we're just like, we had the best record in the in Major League Hockey last year, and this guy comes in, we're barely making it to the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? And then
he did have a great soundbite. You had this Marco Sim yesterday where he was asked about this, and he recalled being at this point, and he's like, I remember seeing a sign last year of people wanting him gone.
To finish on home ice, I guess it doesn't matter in the end where it is, but to do it here.
One of my favorite memories ever of coaching in Florida is about December last year, so our marketing program is Time to Hunt, and a guy had a poster over there on the wall, and it was beautiful. It was our entire marketing program. It said Time to Hunt for a new coach. It was awesome. And he kept putting it up at every whistle. I thought, oh, here I go again. So it'll be at least one more year before that poster comes out, maybe.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
and good. Look, he understands coaching.
He's been there.
Right?
How many fan bases do you think have fired him?
He's been coached for 26 years.
A long.
So,
I actually have the sign.
I mean, think about this.
You have the sign?
I think about, and the one thing that you know me, mm-hmm. the one thing that I always preach is patience, yeah. right? I always try to, hey, be patient.
I take those lessons.
To the point of it's exhausting. But you have to understand, guess who my coach was in Cleveland? Bill Belichick. And they ran him out of town like he was a nobody. Like, oh, another coach with this. And so I'm ever since that, and seeing what he went on to become, I'm always cautious. Like, sometimes you need time. So yeah. When you were one of those people that wanted to say, Paul Maurice, I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, hey, man. Patience. Although, he just got here.
Although once we got old golf cart boy out of here, you know, now
Burnett.
I used to coach the Bay. That will actually get you out of a golf cart incident now. Palmer's yeah. like, whatever you go. Hey, can we drive Mr. Maurice home on his golf cart, please?
Yeah.
Here's the sign, by the way. It was the sign. Somebody found it on Twitter.
Jeez.
Damn.
Free Maurice.
I wonder how he
You know what needs
today?
To happen? If Paul Maurice does like an autograph signing, that dude, if he still has that poster,
oh, have him
he
sign
needs,
it.
He needs to get it signed.
Yeah, take that, a picture.
Like that's to hear that Paul Maurice like still remembers.
Yeah.
You know? That's really, really cool. All right, final hour of the show coming on up. Back with more for this. Welcome back, you rascals! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers Stanley Cup champion has been celebrating all day. Thank you to everybody who is tuning in on YouTube and Twitch. Oh, they're putting the video up right now. Marcos, I'm going to put this up for us right here.
Yeah.
So, you know the Panthers tradition, right? What they do after every win is they go and they give a puck
yes.
To a certain member of the team, right?
Yes.
And, you know, so they got 16 pucks. You got to get to 16 wins, mm-hmm. right? I'll wait for Leroy. Well, he's probably hobnobbing. Where is
Hobnobbing?
Where the hell is he?
The hell did he go, dude? But,
I think I heard him in the hallway.
He's always because he's out there. He's ridiculous at this. You know what? While he's doing this, let me just mention.
Stop hobnobbing.
I feel like
we got. Is there a liner you have?
I do have a liner. Okay. What do I have? A liner. Len wants me to do something. I'm not going to do that.
I did hear him hobnobbing out there.
What did he want me to say? We have like a concert or something, right? Is it T-Pain?
T-Pain
is T-Pain,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you guys want to go see T-Pain. He is going to be at the Fillmore, July 3rd.
Yes.
And we got your chance to win tickets. All you got to do is register at WQM.com/contest, and you could be seeing T-Pain. It's a Live Nation show.
Let me buy you a drink.
Also, summer's underway. The summer games are coming. Baseball, soccer.
Ooh.
Before you know it, NFL training camp. We got a great way for you to watch the action. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. For your chance to win, go to WQM.com/contest and enter. It's that simple. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. And also, since you mentioned it, Leroy, can you give us a weather update?
I'm going to say this right now.
From the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
You know how much I love football, right?
Yep.
I'm going to say this, and I think we can all agree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about football right now.
Nope.
I give a rat's ass about football.
Nope. Yep. Nope.
Alright, folks, I'm looking at that plane coming in between the mountains. It's suggesting that the winds are coming out of the west. However, if you look down south towards the Kaseya Center and Miami, it's raining pretty good. It's coming this way. So,
raining on the nude beach?
Yes.
Oh.
The nude beach?
Yes. Except that nude beach has a lot of boobies under armpits.
Yes. Really, Leroy?
Yeah. They're not sitting up at attention. It's old people with some saggy. So just like that rain is bringing.
He can't even see them
rain.
And he's already shaming them.
They got some right? booty hooters.
It is mostly cloudy. I don't know how it is down there by the elbow room, but it's coming that way.
Mm.
Winds are very, which is another scary thing. Winds are light. 5-10 miles an hour tops, very light. It looks like it's a heater. It's probably like 87, 88 degrees, and it's got to be muggy because it just looks just like stifling out there.
Other than that, the rain is coming wherever you are. It's probably going to rain at some point because we're looking right there and it looks terrible.
Yeah, I'm not,
looks terrible.
Not looking forward to this drive home today.
Did you really move the mic over there to see?
Mm-hmm. No, I moved the mic over there so
for you.
Because I didn't want to mess with your mic because it's like sitting there.
I've never heard of anybody having trouble hearing me.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
We aren't an audio medium. You know, like we hear you good. I'd like to hear you clear.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm obsessed with that stuff.
Man. I'll enunciate. Mm.
It's not your pronunciation. You speak very well. I just want you to speak into the contraption.
Okay.
As close as possible.
You speak.
Would you want to get the Goosies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love Paul Maurice.
I love Paul Maurice.
Paul Maurice.
I just think that like one of the most underrated things that a coach brings to a team is that consistent voice.
So the Panthers do this thing where everybody gets a puck after the game. Like they choose one person to get the puck to put at the board. And Paul Maurice, Barkey, he hands it over to Paul for the last one.
Okay, here.
Puck.
Yeah! He took his glasses off. He looks different.
They're soaking him. Soaking him!
Can he hear me?
As you can see, he puts the last puck onto the board. All the other pucks fall because he puts it so hard, and he very clearly.
But that's
goes,
very typical, though.
He very clearly just.
The
goes,
only one that mattered was the last one.
He goes
right.
Okay. He's just who cares? Who cares?
Oh, who cares?
That looked like a great party last night, man. Yeah. That looked like
last night, dude. Like, it's still going on.
I know, it's still going. It has not
stopped. I'm genuinely happy for him and for Bob. Right? Because you have to understand, it's hard to stay the course when everybody's doubting you from the get-go. And Paul Maurice had that. Oh, this guy.
Most losses
like,
ever.
Well, right. And we're just like, we were, you know, we had the best record in Major League Hockey last year, and this guy comes in, we're barely making it to the playoffs.
Yep.
Right? And then...
He did have a great soundbite. You had this Marco Sim yesterday where he was asked about this, and he recalled being at this point, and he's like, I remember seeing a sign last year of people wanting him gone.
To finish on home, I guess it doesn't matter in the end where it is, but to do it here.
One of my favorite memories ever of coaching in Florida is about December last year. So our marketing program is Time to Hunt. And a guy had a poster over there on the wall, and it was beautiful. It was our entire marketing program. It said, Time to Hunt for a New Coach. It was awesome. Like, and he kept putting it up at every whistle. I thought, here I go again. So it'll be at least one more year before that poster comes out, maybe.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
and good. Look, he understands coaching.
He's been there.
Right?
How many fan bases do you think have fired him?
Oh, I mean, he's been coached for 26 years.
A long.
So...
I actually have the sign.
I mean, think about this. Like
you have the sign?
I think about, and the one thing that you know me, the one thing that I always preach is patience, right? I always try, hey, be patient.
I take those lessons.
To the point of it's exhausting. But you have to understand, guess who my coach was in Cleveland? Bill Belichick. And they ran him out of town like he was a nobody. Like, another coach with this... And so I'm ever since that, and seeing what he went on to become, I'm always cautious. Like, sometimes you need time. So I was always, when you were one of those people that wanted to say, Paul Maurice, I don't know if it's working.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, hey, man, patience. Although, just got here.
Although, once we got old golf cart boy out of here, you know, now...
Burnett.
I used to coach the. That will actually get you out of a golf cart incident now. Paul Maurice, whatever you go. Hey, can we drive Mr. Maurice home on his golf cart, please?
Yeah.
Here's the sign, by the way. It was the sign. Somebody found it on Twitter.
Jeez.
Damn.
Free Maurice.
I wonder how he.
You know what needs
today?
To happen? If Paul Maurice does like an autograph signing, that dude, if he still has that poster,
I'll have him
he
sign
needs,
it.
He needs to get it signed.
Yeah, take a picture.
Like that's to hear that Paul Maurice like still remembers.
Yeah.
You know, that's really really cool. All right, final hour of the show coming on up. Back with more for this.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you, No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.